This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Personally, I'd rather get my heart ripped out every time at that game. We're competing for that. So at the end of the day, any loss sucks, and obviously, you know, on this one, knowing that this, you know, last time that each and every guy be in that locker room together, and, you know, that's what life's about, creating memories, and we didn't play good enough to create more memories with each other. And so thinking about that, and that's just, you know, it sucks. I guess it's life at the end of the day.
Roquan Smith, after the Ravens lost to the Bills in the playoffs, facing the music, Roquan Smith did finish as a first-team All-Pro. They take three inside linebackers. He was the third. He did have 154 tackles on the season, which led the team. But he did not look like the same guy we had seen the previous 2 years. At times, especially early in the season, kind of looked a little heavy and slower than we'd seen him in years past.
Yeah, and some of the numbers, I think, would back that up. And it was a far less impactful season, and the middle of the field from the moment Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes started attacking it week one in that kickoff game all the way through the playoffs was pretty much open for business. They did make some adjustments. They did get a little better. It would have been hard to stay as bad as they were given the talent. And they've obviously made some serious coaching changes. So that all plays a role as well. But like, if you just look at his season at the macro level, he played about as many snaps. He was used in coverage about the same from 23 to 24. He was asked to rush the passer basically the exact same percentage of times between those 2 years. So it is, you know, apples to apples for the most part. Obviously, McDonald wasn't here last year, but they were trying to run that same defense. As to your presumption about the weight, I did find this interesting. Percentage of QB pressures where you reach the quarterback in 2.5 seconds or less. 17% in 2023, 11.4% in 2024. So there's that. You mentioned the tackle numbers, and the gross tackle numbers are pretty similar. However, passing game tackles, 84 in 2023, 72 last year. Pressure rate, 15.1% in 23, 12.3% last year. Opposing quarterback passer rating and coverage, 74.6 in 2023, 91.1 in 2024. Yards per completion, 9.2 in 2023, 10.4 last year. That's a big number against an inside linebacker. Pass breakups as a primary in coverage, 8% rate 2 years ago, 5.3% pass breakup rate last year. Pass defense success rate, 62% 2 years ago, 56.9% last year. Total pass breakup, 7 2 years ago, 3 this past season. And then I went back and looked at okay, let's really kind of try to create a grid, a quadrant where Roquan Smith is used most in coverage. So if you drill down on passes between the hash marks, so we're not asking him to go crazy laterally, and within 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, because you'd like for him to be involved in screens and flares behind the line of scrimmage and laterals. So if you created a box between the hash marks, between 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage and 15 yards past the line of scrimmage, in 2022, the Ravens allowed 31 completions on 40 attempts for 294 yards, 7.3 yards per attempt in 2022. So again, 30 for 40, 294, 7.3 per attempt. In 2023, teams also only attempted 40 of those passes, 29 for 40, very close, 333 yards, 8.3 per attempt. But they still completed less than three out of every four, just 333 yards. Last year, passes between the hash marks, minus 5 to 15 yards downfield, 49 of 59, 83.1%, 565 yards, 9.6 per attempt. So we've gone from 7.3 per attempt his first year here to 9.6. We've gone from them only trying it 40 times to trying it 60 times and being accurate almost 85% of the time. And not only are they completing those passes, but they're getting almost a first down every time. So that's a problem. And it really, going through this and reliving this, what it told me more than anything else was they need a free safety in the worst way possible, because nobody needs Kyle Hamilton in the box to me more than Roquan Smith.
Well, interesting.
He needs that guy to help him defend those areas so he doesn't get exposed as much, so they can knock more balls down at the line of scrimmage, so they can be more active on some of those lateral runs. It takes a lot off of him having that sort of athletic freak show with him rather than 30 yards behind him. Like, they're their best selves. They finally got around to trying it this way, and they had to try it, and they knew they had to try it because you could not run Marcus out there anymore. But this tells me that if they're going to get it realigned under Chuck Pagano, that getting a real ball-hawking or quasi-ball-hawking free safety who can be more in the mix to allow Hamilton to help out Roquan, that to me is the key.
Especially when you consider that he was a step slow, looked a step slow in several instances last year. But when Eric DaCosta acquired him in the middle of 2022, that's when the defense turned around. They did historic things in 2023. And we know that this was one of, if not the worst defense in football, weeks 1 through 9 of last year. And just looking at some of the numbers weeks 1 through 9 and the lack of impactful plays that Roquan Smith made during that, in those 9 games, 1 tackle for loss, 1 quarterback hit, 3 passes defensed, 0 sacks. There's just no impactful plays from him. And then when his play started to turn around, it was that first Pittsburgh game. And that, coincidentally enough, was when the entire defense turned around.
Jason, let me ask you a question. Just get your opinion on this. Obviously, last year there were whispers about Mark DeLeon, the inside linebackers coach, and his lack of, I guess, the lack of quality coaching. He was fired.
But he was on the staff the year before,
Yeah,
too.
But...
And the year before that.
Yeah.
When the guy was legitimately first-team All-Pro.
Yeah. Maybe it's a combination of McDonald being gone, new staff. I don't know. But I'm just hypothetically going here. They got rid of DeLeon. They brought in Tyler Santucci. If he's a better coach and whoever's playing next to him is better, how much improvement does that create in Roquan Smith's play? And I'm just asking.
I mean, it could be, but now we're back, now we're back to that's why you don't mortgage that and pay an inside linebacker $20 million, because how much of a force multiplier? Like, if he's a force multiplier, he's a force multiplier.
Yeah.
This is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
This is that. Now we're blaming coaches, and we're blaming sidekicks, and we're blaming usage, and sounds like we're looking for excuses. So, like, if he is the face of the defense and he's one of their 2 or 3 most impactful football players, either is or he isn't. Last year, he wasn't close. Last year, to me, he wasn't a $10 million linebacker, let alone a $20 million linebacker. That, like, and look, they had other people who helped them stop the run. Like, a lot of that was taken off of him by the D-line. Like, you couldn't run on them a lot of times, even if you wanted to, because you're down because the offense has scored 30 on you in the first half. So there's a lot of things working in his favor.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time. Like, I'll buy that argument for Trent Simpson. I'm not buying that argument for Roquan. Roquan's supposed to be developing Trent Simpson. Now we got to find somebody else to develop Roquan to get him back to being what he's supposed to be, which also brings me to the fact of, like we talked about yesterday, whether they want to take this kid from UCLA in the second round or whatever. I don't know that that draft pick has to just be about upgrading Trent Simpson. That draft pick might be about, we're going to have to reconfigure the way we spend our money. And if Roquan ain't worth $20 million, then Roquan ain't worth $20 million. And Roquan gets traded or Roquan gets whatever. They've moved off of people in the past. Like, this can't be. We can't be sentimental here. For me, this is go time. Because when the guarantees are over, then the guy who cuts the checks, he's not sitting there worrying about how much cap it hurt. Like, we can get around that. I'm not. Hey, I'm only spending this much money on the 2026 Baltimore Ravens. And hey, EDC, if you think that guy's worth $20 million of it, then you come fight for him. Otherwise, what else do you have behind door number two?
Yeah, it's $17 million in dead money.
He's due a fully guaranteed $15 million base salary this year. Next year, $20 million between the base salary and the roster bonus, but none of that is guaranteed. Cap hit of 28.7.
You can split it, and then you get savings the following year of almost $20 million if you do choose to do that.
The cap keeps going up. Every year we sit here and say, well, if they wanted more cap space at the deadline, they could restructure X, Y, and Z. That's always going to be there. That's always baked into the cake. So, people taking $60 million cap hits to get broken quarterbacks so they don't have to keep paying $50 million or $40 million to a quarterback who's not worth it. You're paying a lot of money to cap people. They can figure it out. But, like, can he continue to be one of their four or five highest paid players if we're sitting here talking about position coaches and third round picks need to prop him up?
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
I hope no one's eating during this segment, because Cody Bellinger, he got food poisoning after getting some room service food, and he swore off said food for 5 years. You ever had food poisoning? You ever swore off food? Heck, maybe if you swore off a certain kind of alcohol. 410-583-1057. I'll take your calls next on The Fan.
T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Have you ever had food poisoning so bad that you swore off the food? Or maybe alcohol that you had too good of a time with, and then you're like, nah, never again. 410-583-1057. Bring this up because Cody Bellinger, meeting with the media prior to yesterday's Yankees game, he swore off chicken wings for 5 years. Not for life, but 5 years. Because
it's an arbitrary number.
It is an arbitrary number. Because of food poisoning. He ordered some room service chicken wings team hotel in Detroit.
Dude, I mean, you think they're not staying. I mean, I don't want to like disparage anybody. They're not staying at the Motel 6.
Oh, no, I know. They're probably staying at the Ritz or something. But why are you getting chicken wings at the hotel?
Well, he was watching the national championship game. If you're watching the national
championship,
you got to eat some wings, right?
Running for your life.
Which
he was doing to the bathroom.
Yes. He was run. Yeah.
Woke Are we up, buying this story, first of all?
What? That he's actually going to not eat chicken?
No, that this is where that this is how he got sick.
You calling him a liar?
I'm just saying, I
really didn't think, like,
he wasn't
laughed.
Out at the Greektown casino? Like, how do we, like, I mean.
It didn't rise to my level of, like,
here's
really
what I'll say
caring.
About bad chicken wings. You can tell when if chicken feels a little gamey and feels mushy, don't eat it. Yeah. If you open it and you see any blood or it's too pink,
maybe it was a bad sauce.
The sauce was that incredible that he tried to look past that.
Yeah. There could have been some variables, Jason.
I'm just saying.
Maybe he overdid it with the blue cheese and didn't even taste it.
This story to me is a little undercooked like that chicken. That's all I'm saying.
Ben apparently has a story about chicken wing.
So I cannot eat McDonald's chicken nuggets. It gets me like bad sick. I get like the sulfur burps. I'm throwing up. It ruins days. It takes days. So then that's what it was. And I was like, all right, I finally figured it out. Because I had it multiple times. This was a while ago. And I finally was like, all right, I'm done eating McDonald's chicken nuggets. Yeah.
How often would you eat them? Was this where they
like
go-to?
I mean, it was not much. Okay. I don't eat McDonald's a ton. But like every time I would eat, and I couldn't figure out what it was. Then I was like, it's McDonald's. I'm done eating McDonald's. Then somebody had fries. I ate their fries. It was fine. Uh-huh. Then I had Bangin' Fish and Chicken 2 months ago.
Bangin' Fish and Chicken.
I ate the chicken at first. It implies
that it's good. It's banging.
It's very good. But I put it in the fridge, and then me and my girlfriend like heated it up to eat it, and I got the same sickness. And it's chicken. I don't reheat it. I'm very careful with it.
Interesting.
So you want it hot off the presses, straight out of the oven or the grill or whatever.
That's the only time I'll eat it.
That's it.
You got to toss it after that.
Yes, I can't. Yeah. I'm just scared. It's literally the worst feeling I've ever had in my life.
Jeepers.
You see, wow. I don't know if I've ever... I mean, I probably had food poisoning
I've
from
had
it.
Bad
but,
food just once, bad fish.
Hibachi. It going to one of those like all you can eat Chinese places.
No, I don't like those. But yeah.
And I don't know if it was just eating too much or maybe it was the food. But I don't really even throw up that much.
I don't
much,
think I've messed with a buffet since COVID, now that I think of it. I don't think I've messed with any sort of buffet since COVID.
I'm actually going to a all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue tonight.
But is that where they just cook it at your table, or is that where you go and you get a spoon and everybody slops
it on the plate?
Korean
barbecue is when you cook it.
Yeah, you cook it yourself.
That's not a buffet.
Those are the best.
Well,
they're amazing.
I love Korean barbecue.
Only thing about
so
Korean barbecue
much,
is you end up smelling like Korean barbecue.
Buffet means there's a huge table under lights with food that's been sitting there probably longer than it should and all kinds of people putting all kinds of spoons into it.
But I've never really had bad food poisoning. Now, one... alcohol that I've sworn off is remember when peanut butter whiskey a few years back?
Yeah,
was
screwball.
Like, screwball. That's exactly just,
that's
what
nasty.
It was.
God,
I loved it a little too much one time and got sick, and I have not had it since. I have sworn off peanut butter whiskey, but no food. I mean, there's not like a horrible food experience that I've ever sworn off.
There's just foods I don't like or won't eat. I've never had real bad food poisoning.
No, I don't know that I have. I mean, alcohol poisoning, like, absolutely, yeah. Many, many times back through the course of those days. But yeah, I don't, nothing stands out, but you know, I'm a boring guy. I just still don't totally buy Bellinger's story.
So you think he was just having a late night?
I mean, I think that's... That's
a six-pack idea.
Six
possibilities of what Cody Bellinger
was really doing.
I mean, I lived in downtown Detroit for 3 years. I mean,
there's stuff to do. How's their hotel wings?
Well, I don't know where they stayed. I mean, I don't think like they stayed at the Pontchartrain or something like that. Like I don't know where they stay like in the suburbs. I don't know. I don't know where they stay. There's like a Ritz, I think, in Dearborn. A lot of teams would stay in Dearborn back in the day. It's only like, it'd be like staying in Towson. It's like 15 minutes outside the city. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't have enough information.
Baseball teams here used to stay across Keys, but now there's all those nice hotels in Harbor East, I think.
Yeah, now they're all in Harbor East. Yeah. They're at the Four Seasons or the Marriott Harbor East.
Yeah.
Not back
Memorial Stadium days here across.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking like that's kind of far away.
Some
Camden
still
Yards.
Did it for Camden Yards.
Yeah,
that's not far away.
It's jump on 83 here, right
that's,
there.
That's not far.
Cross Keys is right by Camden, right?
Yeah,
I'm thinking
of
the right place.
Yeah, but you just take 10 minutes. You make that first right turn. You're on 83.
This is like there was no Harbor East.
Yeah,
you know, understand what I'm saying? There was like. The Stouffer, what the Renaissance
started,
is, used to be the Stouffer.
Yeah, they started staying there.
The other Marriott wasn't even there yet. Uh-uh. I mean, the Holiday Inn was still functional. There was no Harbor East.
Yeah.
Like, nobody was, there weren't like three boutique hotels in Fells Point.
No.
Federal Hill, the whole Key Highway stretch, none of that was there.
No.
So, I mean, like, there, a lot
Your
of teams,
options were
even
limited.
even at Camden Yards, a lot of teams still stayed across Keys.
Yeah, Cross Keys was happening back in the day, Bun.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much. Yeah, I'm picky about what I eat, even though
me there was an ice cream spot in there?
There's really a great ice cream spot in Cross Keys. Yeah. They got like really cool like flavors. I think they change every day. I know they had a Fruity Pebbles one day when I was in there.
I'm here for it.
Like dropping Margie's kids off at like music lessons, and there's the ice cream shop right there.
I'll never forget one time we were driving home from school and we were at a stoplight right by what park is it? Clifton. and Lake Montebello's there. And Roger Clemens is running laps around. Like, we're sitting at a red light, and Roger Clemens is running next to my mom's like Datsun. And he was, he would like run laps around Lake Montebello, like on the, I don't know if it was the day before his start or 2 days before his start, but like, yeah, I'll never forget that. I'm like, oh my God, Roger Clemens is like running next to our, like across the street from our car.
Rocket. Coming up next.
So there you go, Bone.
We're going to talk some baseball. Jim Duquette, former O's exec, now MLB Network Radio. We'll get his thoughts on the O's. How concerned? We're going to ask him about chicken
wings.
I
wonder if he's buying that story.
Yeah, we can ask him. And also the Corbin Burns of it all from earlier in the week. We'll ask Jim Duquette next here on The Fan.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Orioles lose 9-0 yesterday. They lose 2 of 3 to the Diamondbacks. They're off today, back in action tomorrow as they host the Blue Jays for a 3-game series. Let's talk some baseball now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Jim Duquette, former Orioles exec, now with MLB Network Radio, joins us. And Jim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's go backwards before we go forwards. And I'm just curious to get your thoughts on how all this came out with Corbin Burns. It became a big story again, and all of a sudden that new number came out. And my question is, and you were in this business before, Jim, so like, if you're a team that has never given out real money before and you offer 4 for $180, wouldn't you want that out there while free agency is going on to alert other agents and players that you're open for business? Why wait to release that this week
until after he laughs at your offer in public?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely, you'd like to have that out there, you know, at some point in the wintertime. You know, at that point, unfortunately, there wasn't a lot left on the starting pitching market, right, because the top ones had already signed. I think Snell had already signed, and then so it freed. But, Yeah, I think you know, I'm not surprised that some of this came out now. You know, I think Ken Rosenthal is one who reported. He's moved out there to Arizona, so he's around. He's been around Arizona, the Diamondbacks, and then here the O's right in town. So it's not a coincidence in that front. Somebody gave him the info, right? And I think I always find it fascinating. It's like, okay, what was it that you felt like even though that average annual value was what, 45 mil or so per year, what made you really think that that was going to be good enough, mm-hmm. you know, to get him? Because it was pretty widely understood that, okay, if it was close, Arizona, you know, and Arizona got in late, but if it was close, his preference was to go there. And the Giants were the highest bidder, and that was also a really good team. You know, so there's some things like short-term deals for less money, even if the AAV is high, aren't going to get those top guys done. They're just not over the, you know, the signings over the last few years, very, very few guys end up taking that dollar amount. It's always about the total dollars. Even if the average annual value is less, it's like
$30 million.
To take $20 million less, he's not going to do that. You know, Orioles were probably third place, even with the $45 million average annual value.
So I've never been a GM. I've had the pleasure of being around a lot of good ones in different sports and spent a lot of time with Ken Holland and Jimmy Devolano, the architects of a Detroit Red Wings dynasty. And so this is what puzzles me if I put my GM hat on. Like Gigi said, if you were serious about doing this, why wouldn't you put the money out there so that you then think, well, let's go get Evaldi because that's only – let's give him 60 for two. It's still only a third of what we would have given Corbin Burns if you're worried about the years. So, like, why didn't that happen? If this player clearly wanted to be in Arizona and you actually wanted him, why did you and your boss not get on a plane and go out to his favorite, you know, wife's favorite place in Scottsdale and bring food to the house and sit at the dining room table and show them a holistic plan for why they should raise their kids in Baltimore and not Scottsdale? Like, why do you not put the full court press on the human side of it in that regard? And, Jim, if they were serious about this and you're at 180 for four, and so you could get Corbin Burns for the fifth year and pay a 35-year-old Corbin Burns in 5 years from now future money, $30 million. Why would you not give him 210 for five if you actually wanted him?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And, or just even a little bit more. That number, the total dollar amount is what mattered, right? So there's two teams that showed restraint this winter. And consequently, they didn't end up with the players on free agency. The impactful guys. It was the Orioles and the Cubs. You know, now the Cubs are dealing with a little bit different payroll and higher revenues, but you know they thought they were going all in on Bregman, right? And you look at what ended up happening there was Boston gave him similar money. He actually took lesser money and a higher AAV to go to Boston because it was a good spot for him. He could opt out and move on, maybe get a longer term deal next year. That's his hope. But the O's in this particular sense, like they're really, from it sounds like, it didn't sound like there was much of a recruiting process at all. That's what you were gonna have to go the extra mile to convince him to not sign and play at home. Right? It was going to have to be probably more than 210, maybe 220, 230, okay. Something along the lines of where the Giants offered him, and you would have had to made a pitch for him. You know, and what we don't know is, you know, maybe the Orioles, you know, heard what I had been hearing, which was he wanted to be in Arizona. That part of it, I don't know. You know, that's hard to know. Mike Elias would be able to answer that one.
Now, Jim, the Orioles face the reality that Grayson Rodriguez on the IL, Zach Eflin on the IL, Charlie Morton has struggled immensely. Are you pressing the panic button on this starting rotation?
I'm a little concerned about it at the moment for sure. Yeah, I think hopefully the Eflin thing isn't going to be overly serious, right? We know how good he's been, but when you saw him go out after six, you're like, oh my goodness, like that's not what you want, obviously. So, you know, the number of guys that they have on the injured list is concerning. They're already, you know, and also when it happens this early in the season, that's, I think, the other part of it that is concerning, right? Because you've tapped into your depth already. It's not like they can't overcome this, but, you know, it's one of the problem is there's really not much you can do on the trade market. You know, everyone wants to go to look at Sandy Alcantara. Like, they are not trading him until he's shown that he's back to what he was before Tommy John. And that also means going seven innings, you know, to over 100 pitches and dealing. And so that's going to take some time for him, too. So, like, you can't even jump the market, right, and overpay for somebody like Alcantara down in Miami, just, you know, until he's shown that he's completely healthy. So, I mean, the maybe the saving grace, and I'll point to Cleveland last year. Cleveland's rotation was an absolute disaster for a good portion of the year. They got by with a ridiculously good bullpen, and that's going to have to be the saving grace right now for the Orioles, is how good the pen has been, and see if they can, you know, manage it like maybe the Guardians did last year to stay in this thing until they get healthy again.
Talking with Jim Ducat, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jim, are you surprised, disappointed? Like, not only are they losing, but they've been playing bad baseball in the losses. Like, a lot of defensive mistakes, base running mistakes.
Not knowing when to slide, not throwing to the right base.
Yeah, how surprising has that been for you?
That's, I think, the thing that bothers me more than the injuries at the moment. Now, you know, everyone's kind of playing a little bit sloppy baseball, you know, in times or different games during the course of the early part of the season. So that, you know, there's time to clean that up. But that's what spring training is for. You're supposed to clean that up, you know, before spring, especially if you're a team that, you know, is postseason bound, has aspirations to get there. Like, you know, the two teams they just played. You know, they're not error-free either, but you didn't see, you know, in Arizona, you know, just to kind of give a little perspective to the fans that are listening. I mean, Arizona right now is a team that hasn't started clicking on all cylinders either. Mm-hmm. And their manager's sitting there going, you know, we're better than this too. So, you know, the Orioles aren't the only team right now on, you know, April 10th that aren't playing great, but those are the little things that you look for and you really have to clean up, you know, the base running, some of the fundamental stuff, is more indicative of attention to detail, and it hasn't been there yet.
They're, since July 1st of last year, pretty good sample size. They're 14th in the majors in on-base percentage, 14th in slug, 14th in OPS. They're just outside the top 10 in most games scoring four runs or less, and most games scoring three runs or less. And I know people keep telling me that, like, the superpower will be the lineup, but like, are you third? Because like, 40 home runs did leave the building with Santander. I don't care what he's doing so far in Toronto. He always starts slow. Like, are you fully convinced that this is an upper echelon, top eight run-producing team in Major League Baseball?
Boy, and what's your record over that, Jason, during that stretch? Isn't it like...
Well, going back to late June, there's... What did you say, Bones? Seven games under 500?
47 and 54.
100 games.
Yeah, that's a lot of games, and some, you know, it's a similar team, right? There's not a lot of changeover, and like you said... You've subtracted, you know, and we've talked about it. You subtracted impact offensively, and you subtracted impact on the starting rotation. So, the offense, you know, and there's a couple teams that are up and down as well. It doesn't make you feel better about it. Houston is off to a really slow start, and they lost two impactful guys. But like, I think people, even front office executives, underestimate sometimes. When you lose a guy in the middle of your lineup, like Santander was, you know, your expectation is, okay, you've got guys internally that are going to step up. That doesn't always happen, right? And we see that a lot. So I'm still optimistic, but I'm a little concerned that, you know, that's not going to be as good as even last year, the numbers, the offensive numbers. So, you know, I will say this. I was talking to the Phillies general manager recently, Preston Mattingly, who works under Dave Dombrowski. You know, they had a similar type offense. They're more veteran offense and more proven, and they really struggled the last third of the season. And, you know, I asked him about it again this year, and he's like, listen, we had a bunch of guys that were banged up. So, you know, we think it's going to be different this year. Maybe Adley was banged up a little bit, but – and Westberg was out for a little bit. I'm just trying to think of, like, you know, what's the difference between that, you know, the Phillies and the O's, and maybe they were banged up a little bit, but still, I am concerned about it because it's still, I think, a relatively young offensive group that you're hoping, and I don't like hope as a plan for building a roster. I'm not a big hope guy.
Jim Duquette, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk soon. See you guys.
Bye. Coming up next, we had Diamondbacks assistant GM Amiel Saude on the other day, and he had some interesting things to say about his ownership's commitment, about just the way team building, about Corbin Burnes. We want to, if you missed it, you're going to hear from him. It's Necessary Roughness here on The Fan.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, you know, you guys probably got a chance to see him for a year. He's a true pro. He does think a little differently. He does it his own way, which is nice. He doesn't throw sides between starts, and some of the guys just, you know, watch and learn from him. But yeah, he's been great for, you know, actually been great for Zach and Merrill, but also been great for some of the young guys. Leads by example. He's really smart. Very, in fact, I was in D.C. this weekend, saw him kind of locked in a room planning for his start. So it's been good to see. He's a true pro.
Tommy Asalde, he's the assistant general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, also a Pikesville High legend. So he checks in with us when the Orioles play the Diamondbacks. And he was talking about old friend Corbin Burnes and his impact on that clubhouse.
I wonder what old number 18 looks like locked in a dark room preparing for a start. Whatever he did in that start against the Nats, I would say mix it up. I'd say try
Cutter's
something, try something a little, try something a little different next time out. Look, he definitely does his own thing. He's got his own process, and it's served him well. And look, I told you I didn't want them to re-sign the guy in the first place because they're never going to, if it doesn't work out and he gets hurt, they'll never get over it. But don't pretend and lie to me like you really wanted him. Don't go through a whole fake dog and pony show.
Yeah.
Don't try to sell it as something different than it was at the end and leak numbers to your reporters like that's some consolation prize. And don't go from fake offer to him to no real pitching help whatsoever and then throw $27 million of Sagano and broken Charlie Morton down my throat.
That's the biggest thing that jumps. If you're willing to spend, air quotes, the $45 million per year.
But they weren't because they knew he was never taking it.
Exactly.
Let's hear more from Amiel Saude, who, again, joined us earlier in the week. Let's go to Cut 32, Beltway Ben. Orioles were waiting for their first extension. He talks about getting a bunch of extensions done and what goes into getting to that finish line.
Yeah, I mean, it varies. I mean, Brandon Pfaadt, we ended up getting done in a few days. Mm-hmm. And you know, Perdomo, who he locked up a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, you know, we started last year talking to them. I think the, you know, honestly, the most important thing is try it when you lock up your young players is having a strong relationship with them, believing in the person, not just the player, because that's really important. And so we've tried to identify some of those guys that we've tried to sign some other people that we weren't able to. But we tried to find some of the group of players that we really believe in and are going to be the core of our team moving forward. And, you know, we don't want to win the deal. We want to make it a fair deal. We want the player to feel really good about it. And so, you know, I feel like we've done that in multiple cases. So hopefully it works out for us.
Him and General Manager Mike Hazen have a very close relationship, and they've been able to get a number of guys done.
Well, for the people who say it takes two to tango, well, it's part of the general manager as a human being, not a bean counter, to create a climate and a culture and a back and forth and a relationship that helps to get the buy-in. Like, these things don't fall from the sky. No. They're earned. They're worked for. And we can go back. I'm trying to remember exactly when the Corbin Carroll deal was done. I don't know. I'm going to say in the last 15 months. I mean, in the last 15 months, besides what they've done in free agency and bringing in an Eduardo Rodriguez and bringing in Montgomery didn't work out, bringing in Corbin Burnes, like, they've secured Corbin Carroll. They've secured
Carroll's
Perdomo.
Last March.
They've secured, so within 15 months, they've secured Perdomo. They've secured Ketel Marte. Like, imagine that. And again, go back to 2019. These teams were carbon. I used to say it all the time on our show when it first started. The Arizona Diamondbacks are the National League's version of the Orioles. And if they did as well in the 2019 and 2020 drafts as I think they did, and the Orioles did the same, then these two teams in the next 5 years should get to a World Series. Well, one of them did, and one of them hasn't won a playoff game and hasn't signed nobody.
The two to tango thing, okay, that's fine. And yeah, you're right. Not all of these players are going to want to sign early. But that being said, you see it all the time. Why is it always the Orioles? Oh, two to tango.
They have the obstinate players.
Yeah, it's
the other part of this equation.
Maybe you need to throw more hats at him. Maybe you threw a hat at him.
Great segue. Because the other part of this is the ownership component. And it seems that Diamondbacks ownership is very aggressive about wanting to get guys done. Amiel talks about that.
Yeah, he really wants to win. He's super competitive. You know, I think watching what the Dodgers do really drives him to want to beat the Dodgers even more. And he knows we can't spend the same way. We're going to have to do some things under the hood. And, you know, and just like kind of the Orioles are in the AL East, I mean, I think there's, you know, there are going to be some financial behemoths that they're not going to really be able to fight with. But they do things really well under the hood and, you know, in the minor leagues. And I think it puts them in a position to compete. And that's kind of the way we are. You know, we've kind of pushed a lot of our chips in this year, and hopefully we can go for it. We have a lot of free agents coming off the books. But, yeah, Ken's been awesome. He's been great to us. And, you know, we're fortunate to have an owner that really wants to win.
Ken Kendrick, the Diamondbacks owner, who wants to get guys – he's wants to win, wants to get guys done.
Bright side, he'll sign most of your core long-term. Negative, he'll probably never throw a hat at you.
He might throw a hat at you.
I doubt it. I think most people have a little more
self-awareness.
He's throwing
his checkbook at his players.
Are they stuffing dolls of his down people's throats?
Bobbleheads?
They're doing that?
That's the 19th. Not a doll.
April 19th. April 19th.
It literally is a doll.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Why don't we put a poll up? Is a bobblehead a doll? You want to put a poll up? Because a bobblehead is a doll.
I don't think it's a doll.
I don't think
what
it's
do you
a
mean
doll?
It's not a doll?
Ben, do you think it's a doll?
It's just a bobblehead.
It's a bobblehead doll.
I don't look at it like
who calls it a bobblehead doll?
It's literally, what do you mean? That's literally what it's called.
I don't look at it like a Raggedy Ann and Andy.
It is a Raggedy Ann and Andy. That's head bobbles. Oh my God.
I don't see it. Ben, do you see it as a doll?
No.
I did know.
This is where I lose you?
Yeah.
This is where you cross over to the dark side on bobblehead doll? You don't trust me enough? Who's right the most on this show? And you don't trust me?
Really?
I'm right twice as much as these two combined.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're telling me you're telling me I'm not right on this?
Who says he's right? He says he's right.
It's a bobblehead doll.
I hear you, but I'll see
the poll's going up.
Yeah. Coming up next, the return of our friend, IA Hall of Famer, Lucy Burge. Get her best bets and nonsense next here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.